possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Secret Service, the ex-director, kind of firing back after Senator Rand Paul made some statements on one of the Sunday shows. Yeah, Director Kimberly Cheadle. She's the former Secret Service director. And she was adamant that she directed additional assets to be provided for President Trump's Butler, PA rally. Why are we talking about that? Well, it was just about a year ago. Okay? Mm-hmm. A year ago.
Yesterday. Yep.
Senator Rand Paul had a blistering report that he put out. He alleged that Cheadle had not been truthful to Congress when she testified that the Secret Service didn't deny Trump's team resources it requested for the Butler, PA rally. The director of the Secret Service is not typically directly engaged in the approval or denial of requests for support, she put out in a statement Sunday released by her attorney. For the Butler rally, she said, I actually did direct additional assets to be provided, particularly in the form of agency counter snipers. Now, one of the reasons why that's important, obviously, it was a counter sniper that killed the sniper. But another reason why it's important is previous to that, the Trump campaign did not receive counter snipers for rallies.
No.
That's correct.
That's even crazier.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
So she's defending what she did, even though she didn't do much up until that point. An assertion or implication that I provided misleading testimony is patently false. It does a disservice to the men and women on the front. It doesn't do a disservice to them. You did the disservice to them. Mm-hmm. You were supposed to be the director. And we know that things were not run at all well under your so-called leadership. So shut it, lady. Mm-hmm. Cheadle's attorney confirmed to the Post that her statement was directed at Paul's report and his defamatory comments. I don't think they're defamatory. I think they're accurate. Senator Paul's the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. He released a scathing report on the one-year anniversary of the assassination attempt against Trump. I mean, literally. We're within, what, a millimeter or two of watching a human being's...
Yeah, so it would have been bad on national television. Very bad.
And it concluded, based on documents, that there were, quote, at least two instances of assets being denied by the Secret Service related to the Butler rally. And the entailed a request for more counter-unmanned aircraft systems, which were used to counter drones, which was unfulfilled. Oh, sorry. We don't have the manpower to support that request.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did have a lack of manpower. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
And so that's another thing that was a failure. They didn't have the drones.
Yeah, you needed a drone or one man to go, hey, there's nobody on that roof, and there should be.
Additionally, the Secret Service did not provide a counter-assault team liaison. That would have been the person that would have coordinated operations between the Secret Service and the local law enforcement team. That's why you had no communications, because you didn't have the liaison.
Yep.
Wow.
We sent you more snipers, but the basics we totally just forgot about.
Absolutely.
Forget the basics.
This was a group they kind of threw together, man. It was basically, I hate to say scab, but it's almost like a scab team when the NFL had their strike. You know, you throw in a bunch of people we're still going to play. Yeah.
You look like a football player. You come over. Yeah,
we're still going to play ball, and we've got this, motley crew.
We'll put a black suit on you, lady, and you'll do just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Senator Paul's report found that, broadly speaking, there were at least 10 major requests for more resources from the president's team during the 2024 campaign cycle that were either denied or unfulfilled. How can they excuse that?
Yeah.
How can they excuse it? I mean, this is the nature. It's not the men and women on the ground, per se.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, well, there were training issues. Again, well, that's management higher-ups. It's not the people on the ground. If the people on the ground weren't well-trained and weren't suited for the positions they were put in, that's a management decision, management call.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go, hey, I'm ready to be the counter sniper today. I was on the pistol range like 6 months ago. I just was good.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't work that way.
Achitl
had testified to the House Oversight Committee 9 days after the assassination attempt last year that for the event in Butler, there were no requests that were denied, unquote. So basically, Senator Paul's saying she was lying, and it appears, based on the information, she was lying. I mean, what else can you say? But the thing about the counter snipers, isn't that interesting? They were denied up until Butler.
Right. And it doesn't matter how many you have if the basic coordination isn't proper.
Well, that's right. Because you're not, if you had coordination with local authorities, they would have had somebody on that roof.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been the shooter.
And as I recall, there were people in the building below that roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice place for you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.